Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you. I nearly said hello, you three then, but that's because I was looking at, Jeff, your background. What's behind you?
I just needed some comfort tonight. I've got a few puppies.
They're nurse.
And where are you?
Oh, I think I'm in Baja Beach Club from back in the day in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Which is a club. So my background, I think my husband set us up a little bit here. So my background is currently Baja Beach Club.
So
anyway, what a week. What a week.
Job interviews has taken off, as you both suspected.
Brilliant.
Last week, we did accidental things that have happened on your way to and from the interviews. We had loads of crackers. And of course, as a result of that, we then got a load more. So I'm going to give you a couple of them before we get into this week's topic, because these have proper tickled me. So Rochelle says...
One question before you do. Just one quick question before you do. Can I just check? Is the response to interviews, how is it weighed up versus the response to cutlery?
I would say probably on an even keel.
So you just didn't bother to mention all those thousands of messages you got about cutlery?
No, because we've moved on from cutlery, Jeff.
Oh, have we? Right.
You just close the drawer and move on, Jeff.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
Right, carry on anyway.
So Rochelle said she went for an interview with the visual impairment team at the council and tripped over the interviewer's guide dog and landed on the floor.
No, no.
Still got offered the job though.
Oh, Rochelle.
I mean, I don't know the extent of the interviewer's visual impairment. So there is a chance that it wasn't noticed unless the dog made a noise or she made a loud bump when she fell.
Yeah, but your other senses, my friend who's blind says all your other senses are unbelievably heightened. So therefore, if something did happen, I mean, like, for example, there might be a thud, Jeff.
Yeah, you would.
If someone
just
trips over a dog.
That's what I'm asking.
I'd tell them, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I just tripped over your dog. I'm so sorry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd totally tell them.
Her interview went really well until she turned the light off as she left the room. She said, I realised when I got outside and opened the door again to see my three interviewers sitting in the dark.
Oh, my God, people are on autopilot, aren't they? Yeah, totally. That's brilliant.
I read that one at about midnight last night and it really tickled me, and I had to stifle my laughs because I was going to wake up the family, because I was just like, I just had visions of these three interviewers sat there in the dark going...
In the dark?
Should we turn it back on and wait for her to do it?
Oh, how awkward.
Also, dead legs is definitely a thing. So we got a load more dead leg messages, but not just for the...
How many people?
Well, loads.
Brilliant.
But not just for the interviewees. So Karen said one of the interviewers on the panel, and also a senior person in the organisation, somehow managed to fall off her chair whilst uncrossing her legs. It was massively awkward and funny in equal measure.
Brilliant.
Does she say what she said?
No, Jeff, will you stop asking for supplementaries? You don't have any more than what I read out.
All right then, Claire, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're in that situation? Your interviewer has fallen off the chair. What's your reaction?
Oh, I'd talk about it.
Do you think, is this a test? Is this part of the setup? See what kind of person you are?
That's interesting, isn't it?
You help them up.
Oh, God, yeah. You'd be like, are you all right? Actually, I think it would be good. It would break the ice. If they could all just do that now and then, someone, you know, make someone feel at ease, just prop yourself off the chair?
I don't know, though, because I think...
Safely.
Then I'd probably laugh, though. I've got one of those nervous laughs. You know, like, if I'm in trouble, like, awful. If I'm having a row with the missus, I tend to laugh and just get in more trouble, because then I look like I'm not taking things seriously.
Can I just put a shout out there for your laugh last week, Steph? Whenever I've been feeling a bit down in the dumps this week, I've just gone to the bit where you absolutely lost it and started laughing like a drain. It's hilarious.
Do you know what was funny as well? So the guy who sent us that story, he didn't want us to say who it was, and he's not going to tell his wife either that we used the story, which he said he's really gutted about because he'd love to tell her, but obviously she would absolutely kill him. But also he corrected me on something, which was totally right. So she did a Trump and followed through, which I called a shat, but actually it's a shart because it's a shit and a fart. So she actually shart herself.
Oh,
just to be technically clear, because a couple of people have pulled me up on that now. I don't want us to get things wrong on this podcast. I want us to be meticulous.
Fair play.
In which case, would she not have sharted herself?
So, yeah, if we were talking past tense, but at the time it was a big shart, wasn't it?
God, even that makes us feel...
So, back to the stories, because I'm literally just doing the beginning ones before we've got into this episode yet. So, chairs seem to be a real problem. I love this one. Jane said, I was interviewing for a new staff nurse post on the ward. The interviewee was very nervous, and as they sat down on the chair, the webbing broke and they disappeared, leaving only their head and shoulders and arms and lower legs visible. It took four of us to extricate them. We then carried on. Can you imagine just disappearing?
God. My God. Oh, do you know what? I would want to leave the interview. I'd be like, get me out of this chair, please, and let me go. I would... Oh, man. That's an awful one.
If this was Top Trumps, that's worth 10 poo stories.
I get you.
I love that. That's brilliant.
That is so funny.
So this week, we're going to do candidate mix-ups, misunderstanding the questions or getting your words muddled up in an interview. So thank you again to everyone who sent us stories. So I'm going to start with this one from Catherine. I'm a mental health nurse and turned up for interview. One of the staff took me into a consultation room and asked what had brought me here today and how I was feeling in myself. It turns out HR hadn't told them I was coming in for an interview and they assumed I was a patient in crisis.
Oh, no. You see, I would have thought that was part of the interview. Would you not? Like some sort of like assessment to see how you are and whether... I would have thought that was part of the assessment.
This happened to me when I was 21, fresh out of university. A friend of mine told me that he just packed in his job after one class teaching at the local sixth form college. So I rang him up and said, can I come for an interview? And the woman said, yeah, come along. Gave me the room number, the staff room. So I went along the next day, knocked on the door. She came out. She was obviously in the middle of a nightmare. And she just shouted at me and told me to wait there. Because she thought I was only 21. She thought I was one of the students.
She thought you were a pupil.
And I was so meek and mild. I didn't know what to do. I just stood there and went, okay. And then she came out and said, what is it then? Who sent you here? I said, well, you asked me to come for the job.
Oh, no.
Oh, and I was teaching within an hour.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, well, funnily enough, once I was doing a TV broadcast from a hospital and we were working in the mental health ward, and as I went to leave to go back out to the van and to get some stuff, the shift change had happened with the nurses on reception. So I went to leave and they said, where are you going? And I said, I've just got to go to the van to get my stuff. And they went, I'm really sorry, you know, you can't leave. And I was like, No, I'm not a patient. I'm a TV presenter. Yeah, of course you are, love. I was like, shit, this is good. I don't know how I'm going to explain myself out of this.
That is brilliant.
It's very funny.
Oh, brilliant.
There's another part to this story, which I want to tell you about as well. So the person who told us this story, Catherine, also said that the nurse who thought that Catherine was in crisis passed away a couple of months ago.
Aww.
And she said he was a cracking big guy. He was funny, so, so clever, a fab nurse, and just one of those brilliant people. And his name was Vince Glenn. So I said to Catherine, you know, we'll give Vince a shout out because that's something I know they had a good laugh about. And again, we've talked about this before, haven't we? People are working so hard, awful things can happen. And you've got to remember the funny times you have together as well. And those are the moments that count, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're the memories that you want to keep.
And you can just imagine...
how sad.
As with Ruth and Jenny before in a different episode, you know, they'll have held that. That'll have bonded their friendship right through the years, won't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have another story for you. So this is one from Daniel. He was asked to attend a job interview as they'd heard so much about him. So sounds good, doesn't it? Being headhunted. The job was musical director for a production of West Side Story. So they talked to him for some time in the interview about his musical career. And he said they seemed overly complimentary considering he hadn't really done anything at a professional level. So he attributed their sycophantic praise to the fact that they must have really wanted him to do it. So Daniel says, I was asked if I'd be able to deal with arranging rehearsals with a small pit band and a group of vocalists. I hesitated but said, yeah, I'm sure this is something I could organise. They then asked if I could conduct vocal rehearsals, including sight singing and four-part harmonies. Yeah, probably, he said. They paused and looked at each other. OK, one more question. Are you OK providing the piano part to the show? To which I replied... to West Side Story? I don't think so. I couldn't get anywhere near that. I'm a saxophone player. They paused, this time for quite some time. One of them turned to me and said, Mr. Allinson, you came highly recommended. Sorry, Mr. Allinson, I replied. Yes, Daniel Allinson. No, I'm Daniel Allen.
Oh, no.
Hand on heart, they stood up and walked out.
What?
Funnily enough, I know because he wasn't the right guy. Funnily enough, Danny and I, so the other guy, the one who they did want, are now friends, and he remembers being promised the job but not hearing anything about it.
That is absolutely hilarious.
Go back his touch, Steph. Who walked out? Who got up and walked out?
The people interviewing
him. Are you having a laugh? That's terrible.
I know, cheeky bastards. It's their fault.
It's their fault.
For getting it wrong.
I've gone all high-pitched. I'm outraged.
I love that he was going to try as well.
I know, that's
God
what
loves
I
a
thought.
Tryer.
Mm-hmm. I know, I love that.
Oh,
but isn't that, that's a cracker, that. Because it's not his fault. It was not like he was pretending to be somebody else. Which, anyway, leads me nicely onto my next story. So Dale says, many years ago, I was interviewing for a senior cleaner post. The lady being interviewed came into the interview when called and answered a few questions reasonably well. As the interview progressed, she thought long and hard on one particular question and said, I'm not sure. I asked her why she wasn't sure. The lady said, well, the job's not for me. It's for my sister, but she's not well, so I've come to do the interview for her.
But I mean, my first reaction is, what on earth are they thinking? But actually, you know, you could brief your sister and say, OK, this is what I've done. If they ask you about my experience, you know, just gen up. But I also wonder whether some people actually do get somebody else to go in for them. Particularly,
I bet
if
twins do this all the time.
Well, my next story, Stephen.
Is a it, twin.
My identical twin brother had an interview request for Marks and Spencer in Perth for the Christmas holidays. The only problem was he was stuck in London with an exam at Guildhall, posh music school, isn't it, whilst I was studying at Glasgow. I knew what I needed to do for him. So I went to the interview, they called out Lawrence, and I didn't really react. I quickly remembered what I was there for. The interview went well until they asked for my mobile number and I had to look it up on my phone. Still, it seemed like I could rescue it. And in the end, they showed me around the staff room and the staff entrance. My twin got a phone call saying they would like to offer him the job. And he turned up for his first day not knowing how to get in, where the staff room was, or who he had met before. I went on to do my own interview there in my own name the next year and worked for the summer break. They're still none the wiser as to what went on.
That is amazing.
I love that, you know. I knew there would be a twin story. That's genius. That's the point. That is the point in having siblings, like twins or triplets or whatever. Surely you've got to have some fun.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I love the idea also of a kind of Cyrano de Bergerac situation where somebody's got an earpiece in and they're being fed the information by somebody who's really articulate outside and got all the answers.
Yeah.
Somebody gets the job and they turn up and they're a complete dunce.
I love it though. I love people's just
ingenuity,
creativity in all of this.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's clever, isn't it? It's so clever, yeah.
So you remember how we said last episode that in interviews, obviously, you're nervous, aren't you? You want to put on the best performance and best version of yourself. So you often will try and sound like posher than you are, maybe, or cleverer. And it means you might use words that you wouldn't normally use. So we've got quite a few messages on that. So I'm going to power through some of them. Feel free to laugh at appropriate moments, though, guys. So an ex-partner of mine at university came back very glum from an interview at New Look. He said that the interviewer had been giggling for a good portion of his interview. When we broke it down, when asked, "Why would you be good for this job?" he'd replied, "My university education demonstrates transferable skills. I can assure you I'm very well endowed." He thought well endowed meant well educated.
If you were well endowed with qualifications, then that would be fine.
He didn't get a very good education.
He didn't get the job. Nikki says, "Many years ago, I was shortlisted for an amazing job that I really wanted. On the day, it was two interviews, psychometric tests and then role plays. I knew I was doing well and felt sure I was in with a good chance after the test and first interview. The second interview was with a man who would be my boss. He was very polished and professional. I wondered if he was just a tiny bit flirty, but there was nothing inappropriate. The interview felt extremely positive, and at the end he said, 'So now you've just got the foreplay to do.'" And then he realised what he'd said and nearly died of embarrassment. "I've never seen any man turn the shade of red that his face did. He practically curled up in his chair. He was absolutely horrified. I tried to laugh it off, but he was engulfed in mortification. I knew I wasn't getting that job as I left his office." And I was right.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Oh, that's total Freudian slip there. There's no such thing as an accident.
I know, and I would have made a joke out of it to make him feel better. Do you know what I mean?
What?
I would have. Yes.
You would have?
I would have had a bit better and said, "Oh, hang on, can I get to the foreplay first?"
Oh, you could have said to me, like, "I'm not really one for foreplay. Let's just get straight to the action.
Let's just crack on and let's just get going, eh?"
My bus goes in 10 minutes.
And then I wouldn't have got the job. Or maybe I would have got the job.
That's totally not her fault, though, is it?
Not at all. That's really
not at all. Not at all.
John says, "I once interviewed someone for an admin and typing post. I asked what her punctuation was like. She replied, 'You will have no problem there. I'm always on time.'"
Oh.
Full stop.
Tim says, "In an interview for a graduate fast track scheme at the civil service, when I was asked, 'Have you considered intelligence?' I replied indignantly, 'That's a bit harsh.'" I didn't get called back. Samantha said, "The lady who interviewed me asked, 'What would you change about yourself?' Without thinking, I said, 'Oh God, I definitely have a nose job.' She was howling with laughter. I then realised that's not what she meant and I got the job anyway.
Brilliant. I love it.
It's easy done though.
Yeah, I've got a fat nose at the minute. Yeah. My nose is definitely spread in pregnancy.
It hasn't changed, Claire.
It's so funny. It has.
It hasn't.
What I've noticed more is the bump growing, not your nose. Rob said in his interview, he said he could do most things they asked. The interviewer asked if I was a comedian. I paused and said, well, I do like a laugh. He looked confused and moved on. Later on, I realised he'd actually said
chameleon.
Chameleon.
Oh, no. Oh, what a shame.
The next one's awkward. A long one, but it's one that when I read it, I literally howled. It's brilliant. It's a really daft one. So get comfy, because this is a longer one and it's worth it. Peter said, many moons ago, I worked as an operations director in a theatre and we were recruiting front of house staff, formerly ushers. This young lad turned up for the interview in his best suit, his CV beautifully typed, and he was fully prepped. You could tell he'd rehearsed every possible answer with his parents and he'd been told to answer quickly, confidently, and whatever was asked of him, he should nod, smile and say yes. He wanted this job, he beamed, he was confident and was enthusiastic to the point of bursting. Myself and the HR manager went through the job role and he nodded excitedly. In fact, I could have said he had to jump off the building to get the job and he would have agreed. So he wanted to make a good impression. I love him already. Aww. I'm like,
oh. I know.
I know. Towards the end of the interview and with lots of ticks to his name, I mentioned that the job didn't have set times. Sometimes he'd be required at 9 a.m. when the theatre had a conference, sometimes 2 p.m. when there was a matinee. There would be evening work and weekends. Again, he smiled eagerly. So I asked, with all of this in mind, how flexible are you? And within a heartbeat, he replied, bursting with enthusiasm, very, I can do a forward roll and, and a handstand. The room fell silent.
Oh. I've just got visions of him in the theatre of the stage to the Rolly Boys and then finale in the splits.
And you can just imagine when the asteroid flexibly jumps up and
ta-da!
Oh, I can't see now. I've got tears in my eyes.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
The room fell silent. My HR manager started to get the giggles and tried to cover his mouth. I had to stop myself from spitting my coffee everywhere. After a few... Sorry.
Oh, it hurts to laugh. Oh,
right,
no.
Sorry. After a few seconds, I said, I can't do it. This is like, you know, when you get the giggles when you're not meant to, when you're going to get in trouble. Right, sorry, this is probably boring for everyone listening. Right, after a few seconds, I said...
I hope this is
as funny. I can't read it. I know it's not even that funny, the next bit, but it's just I've still got visions of him stood there doing handstand.
Oh, honestly, the poor kid.
After a few seconds, I said... I don't know I'm going to get through this. You're going to have to tell me something sad so I can picture something sad so I won't laugh anymore.
Our careers.
After a few seconds... Shut up, I've got it. After a few seconds, I said, that's very flexible. After a few seconds, I said, that's very flexible. I can't really say it. Oh my god, why can't I stop laughing? Don't look at me. like, you know, when you're at school and you're not meant to laugh and then someone's shoulder goes and it sets you off
again. You can't help it.
After a few seconds, I said, that's very flexible indeed, but can you work nights and
can you actually?
Sure. Sorry.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. The poor kid.
He went bright red, realising his error and said yes, his body deflating like a balloon. He got the job and was a great employee, and he even got the chance to do a forward roll at the Christmas party.
Yay! That's brilliant. Oh, you can be so prepared, but you just lose it, don't you? That is brilliant.
I think I don't know how many episodes we've done, but I think that might be my favourite story of the whole
That's
series.
That's so funny.
Oh, I know.
And I think we should definitely. Well, should we end there? Have you got a really short one, a little kind of miscellaneous yeah. one that you can finish
we've got,
us off
honestly,
with?
Honestly, people are so funny with how they deal with things and what happens to them and. Honestly, I've got 25 pages worth. I won't give you all of them now, but suffice to say, we've still got loads to cover. Sam, though, this is a quick one from Sam. One of the panel interviewing me stumbled over asking me a question and said, why? And I couldn't stop myself saying, Delilah. I got
That's
the job,
That's my kind
though.
Of person. I love a bit of Tom Jones.
And the thing is, Claire, don't you think you would then think, oh, they've got
for
a bit of crack about
definitely.
Them? Like,
it's all about personality for me. Always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, next week, we're going to talk about mad things that you've been made to do in interviews.
Yep.
And, you know, like loads of people have been made to do things with pencils. I won't tell you any more than that.
Okay.
And, yeah, some of the funniest answers as well to the common questions, you know, like what's your biggest strength, what's your biggest achievement, all that type of thing. Just to give you a flavour, someone who answered the question, what's your weakness? They responded, Cadbury's cream eggs. I put on a stone every Easter. I can't help myself.
See, that's a bit of crack. I like that. Brilliant.
And I think next week as well, we should give some
Brilliant.
Of our tips for interviews because we've done a fair few of them ourselves. So, and if you've got any tips or any more funny stories, email us notbadforamonday@hotmail.com. I'm loving it, me. Honestly, I'm spending most of my evenings just crying, laughing at all these hilarious things that have happened to people. I'm gonna give you another punchy one because the other thing we're going to talk about at some point is wardrobe malfunctions, either on your way or mid-interview. POC5140 on Twitter, catchy, says, I was having an interview. Halfway through the interview, I went to rub my eye and noticed I only had one lens in my glasses.
Put the finger through.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't get the job.
Brilliant. Aww.
Anyway.
That was ace.
Send us your stories. And
excellent.
Thank
Love
you.
Those stories.
Yeah, and keep sending them.
Brilliant.
And we've got the full Monty now on social media, haven't we? We've got Facebook and, Claire, you're looking after Instagram,
We've got
aren't
Instagram.
You?
Yeah. I'm on it. So much fun.
Right, time to go.
Okay. Goodbye.
Have fun at the beach club, Claire.
Yeah, it looks riveting.
If you can get in the door with that nose.
Oh, on that note, Jeffrey.
So Claire.
Can I just say, Jeff?
I didn't mean it.
The other thing that we've achieved, as well as record listeners this week, thank you to those two extra people who listened. Jeff, you have not had a rant about anything. And Claire, you haven't mentioned food. Bloody hell.
Oh my God. Jeff, we are nailing this.
To be honest, I'm not normally a ranter. I don't like ranting. I don't particularly like people who do rant. And this is the only place I ever do it. So I'm turning over a new leaf.
Oh.
I prefer it when you give us one of your intellectual moments. Do you have any more? Have we exhausted them now?
Well, talking about Cyrano de Bergerac earlier, in the original Rostam play...
I mean, my battery's about to die, Jeff. No offence.
That's that, then.
Bye,
See
guys.
You. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.